Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Every day, you gotta put something under your outdoor clothes.
That's right.
Every day, what you gonna choose? Yeah, what is it that you chose? If you didn't choose Mack Weldon, then you are very dumb. Mack Weldon makes your underwear feel so very fun.
It's good for your bum, Mack Weldon. Good for your bum. It feels good on the tongue, Mack Weldon. Good on the tongue.
It's probably because it's made with fabrics that are so natural. That's what makes them amazing. They fight odors because they're antimicrobial.
And you can lick it with your tongue if you want to, but we won't tell you what to do. Go online and buy a pair, or two, or 72.
Oh, and if you're feeling sad and you wanna cry on a shoulder, you better be crying on a t-shirt that actively fights your odor.
And if you wanna cry in a lake, then you better not make a mistake. Mack Weldon makes swimsuits as well.
If you don't like it,
send it back,
no questions asked.
And if you like it, don't send it back. That would be fucking dumb. Mack Weldon, if you like it, don't send it back.
Just visit MackWeldon.com and get 20% off with the offer code OFFBOOK.
Mack Weldon.
They're good for your bum.
You can lick them and cry on them.
Everything you need.
Mack Weldon. End of ad.
Wait, more in the ad.
More in the ad.
And end of ad.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hey! Hi. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach Reno.
And Jess McKenna.
That is him.
And that was her.
Yeah, we're here in the studio with Scott Pazarell on the keys.
Doing stuff like that, and a little bit of that.
And a little bit of that, and a little bit of that.
Once again, for the safety of all involved, Scott Passarella has not been given a microphone. But
guys, man, that's not it.
It's not it. There's so many more people here, and we'll tell you about some of them.
Probably just one more.
Probably just one. We'll leave it up to your imagination who else you can imagine is in the room.
Please welcome hilariously talented, frequent guest actress with a long and lovely career, Jamie Denbo! Hello! Jess and Zach, how are you?
Oh, I mean,
so
we're
great.
Good. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's some of it's lovely, the career. Some of it's just question marks.
Yeah, no, I feel like, but the sum of all of its parts is really just a lovely image.
It's a journey. It's a journey of ebbs and flows and it's peaks and valleys.
It's a cornucopia, yeah. And the ultimate effect is, dang, that's a nice centerpiece.
Dang, that's a great cornucopia.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I mean, that's just my outsider's opinion.
Hey, we're big fans.
Thank you.
Boy, oh boy, so funny, so great.
Oh, sometimes, and sometimes, you know, I don't know, depends. so uncomfortable being complimented.
Aren't we all?
No, I'm not.
That's
true. I'm very comfortable being complimented.
Is that true?
Yeah, when you tell me nice things about me, my brain goes, well, yeah.
I like your mouth.
Hey, thanks.
Hey. I do.
Yeah, thanks. It's a very whimsical mouth.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
It is. No, it's not weird. It's whimsical.
No, I'm into it.
There's a difference.
It fits your face and your person.
Hey.
Well, it's both goofy and handsome,
mm-hmm.
if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, if you need a visual representation of my mouth,
yes,
all you have to do is put my name, Zach Reno, into the internet. And man, you can find pictures of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
They're out there.
They're out there. The thing that's a hard compliment is just like, I saw this thing of yours.
Without any follow-up.
Without any follow-up.
Here's what I thought
about
it.
Hey, I saw you in a show.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say to that?
I say, thanks. Yeah. I don't know what to, I mean, that is the weird thing is because, well, it happens actually more with John, my husband, John Ross Bowie.
No one cares, he's not here.
He's not here, and he's scared of musical improv, and I'm just going to say that out loud.
Truly the most shocking email I've ever received in my life.
He was just like, I don't think I can. And I think he underestimates his talent. But I will say that he's learned to target demos for the different things that he does, because he's known for being a recurring on the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one demographic that recognizes him. And sometimes he's surprised. Sometimes it's someone who's like, he just sees a huge nerd who's just like, you know, a real, like, sorry, Big Bang Theory fans, but like, you know, a real stereotypical mouth breather complete with inhaler, who will come up to him and just be like, hey, man. And John will be like, thank you very much, Barry Kripke. And he's like, I love you on Speechless, the show that you are where you're dad. So it's I see that happen a lot. But I don't get recognized very often or for that kind of random thing at all, ever. Hardly ever. Never. Did I say never?
No, but I mean like just immediately after something, like I now had to like make a rule with my husband that he has to immediately tell me he thought I was good.
Oh.
If it's not immediate, I'm like, what's happening right now?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm just going to like stare at, we're going to like get, you can tell me your real opinion like in 2 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
When we like walk away, you can be like, well, that part was like a little, or like we can like have an honest conversation.
Don't open with that.
But you can't, he won't open with criticism. He would just be like, hey. And I'm like, no. It needs to be immediate.
No.
Immediately say, hey, great job.
Great show. That's a good spouse rule.
Yeah.
That's a good rule for all interactions. Let's start there and we can get
quick and positive.
Yeah.
Yep. Get it done. Soften the meat before you pound the meat.
Do you have any unexpected spouse or parent rules?
Yes, I do. Well, it's more like a non-rule.
Okay.
When it comes to parenting. So I have 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of rules. You know, you can't have ice cream for breakfast. You know, we're trying to keep some boundaries.
Right. No knives.
No knives. That kind of
no
thing,
knives
right?
in your ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah, none of that.
No,
but
no knife cream for breakfast.
But one battle I refuse to pick that is sometimes difficult with my parent friends is that I do not care about swearing. My parents swore up a storm. They cussed in front of me constantly. And I always knew that somehow, should I swear or cuss, I would be in trouble. And it was this unspoken thing. And I feel like it is just not my battle to pick. I've given up so much. I have given up day drinking. I have given up drinking and driving. I have given up so much of my life. I will not give up saying fuck in front of my kids.
And you shouldn't.
And you shouldn't. Because they're going to hear it.
Yep.
We go now to a suburban kitchen. Where on the counter we see a swear jar, and it's chock-a-block. It's full of 10s. It's full of 20s. Is that a $100 bill in this swear jar? It is.
This is the richest family in the neighborhood. And we cut to the dining room table where all 3 kids are sitting around, cigarettes in one hand, whiskey glasses in the other.
Hey, Chet. Hey, Alice.
Yeah?
Yeah?
You know what I think of Mom and all of her parenting?
What? Tell us!
Tell us, Denise!
I'd love to say F it, but that's her job, not mine.
Oh, yeah, man. She's such a effing hypocritical mom.
Yeah, she's all that money in the swear jar is from her. We've never sworn at all.
She's making us whiskey neat for breakfast, sending us to late elementary school, early middle school with a pack of cigarettes to trade on the playground, but yet we can't say F.
I robbed two teachers today, and I won't say the BS word.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey, guys, can I tell you something?
Yeah, please do.
I'm busting at the seams. I just feel like I gotta scream, but the only thing I can scream is F. Oh, I'm busting at the seams. I feel like I gotta scream, but the only thing I can scream is F.
Oh, now I feel it with my mouth open wide. There's a tick, 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 tick F-bomb just waiting to go off inside. But I can't get the U or the C or the K, no matter if I try my best. The only thing that I can think to scream is the first little letter F.
I'm busting at the seams. I feel like I'm gonna scream, but the only thing I can scream is F.
Yeah!
I wanted to scream the BS word, the one that is bullshit. And I hurt my other foot and I screamed, oh no! And that was the only thing that I allowed out of my mouth to flow!
Bursting at the seams!
Bow!
I feel like I got to scream!
F!
The only thing I can scream!
C word!
Is F!
I'm gonna scream, but the only thing I can scream is F.
Boy. See you guys later.
See you guys.
Ha-cha-cha.
Ha-cha-cha.
You ladies a question.
Of course you can.
Anything, Vanessa.
Thank you for sitting by the pool with me while our children are at school.
I only sit by the pool. I refuse to meet anywhere else.
I refuse to go in the pool. I'd really just prefer to sit by the pool.
Yes,
I must only sit by the pool.
The pool is dangerous and deep, and if I'm being terribly honest, it's very wet.
I couldn't agree more.
When I get out of it, I think, oh, now I immediately need a towel.
What am I supposed to do? Rub it all over myself?
Disgusting.
That's what I pay other people for.
Why would I want to get wet when I just want to get dry again? Why?
I just want to be so dry. I feel like we've derailed the conversation.
Oh, it's not important. I want to just be on the same page before I posited this question.
Veronica, what was your question?
I believe Vanessa or Veronica, it doesn't matter, whatever you respond to.
I feel like I wanted to say, do you feel like our kids are fucking gross?
They're the fucking worst. Every single one of those tiny bitches makes me angry every single moment of every single day.
Do you have a cunt like my Henry? He is such an absolute buttfucker. I said to him the other day, I said, where do you think you're going dressed like absolute garbage shit?
And what did he say?
What did he say?
He said, mother, I'm going to skip school and go down to the docks. I said, are you out of your mind? That kind of behavior is absolutely reprehensible. Get your fucking ass upstairs before I beat the shit out of you, little snot-nosed cunt.
Yes.
Well done. Because you know what I hear? Is you creating boundaries.
Thank you.
You can't just have your child traipsing off to the docks whenever they want.
Did you know that deals still were done at the docks?
I can't, you...
The deals that were done at the docks are despicable.
Despicable deals done at the docks. If you let your child venture to the docks, where does it end? Where does it stop? If you let your child venture down to the docks, you'll wind up with a stupid son who is a big fat cock.
Little fucking bitches must be put in their place. Little fucking bitches must be put in their place. Our little fucking children are little fucking bitches. stitches, and little fucking bitches must be put in their place.
Cunt rim job, cunt, fist up the asshole. Fist and assholes, finger blasting, finger blasting, finger blasting.
Little fucking bitches must be put in their place.
Little fucking bitches must be put in their place.
When your shitty little children try to get in your face, those little fucking bitches must be put in their place.
Put in
their stupid fucking shitty little place.
Oh no, I've fallen in the pool.
Oh, you're so wet.
Mr. Mayhew, can I talk to you?
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I...
Sure, Alice, anything.
Thanks for giving me such a good grade on my history paper.
I mean, I didn't give it to you. You earned it. You answered the questions correctly.
Oh, yeah, but still, it's nice to have encouragement.
You're following that prompt, Alice. You're following that prompt.
Yeah, but you gave me the A, and I really appreciate it.
Alice, what's going on?
Mr. Mayhew, if I could be honest, I just...
Why are you backing out of the room?
Well, I'm starting to regret this, like, you know, I don't want... It's not like I'm having trouble at home. It's just I'm having a challenge at home, and you're kind of like an adult who... I don't know, I feel like I could talk to you, because you're always giving me such good grades.
Oh, hi, Mr. Mayhew. Is this a bad time?
No, Barbara, it's... Well, actually, Barbara, I was just talking with Alice, a student. Oh, Alice, right. You don't have to have one foot out the window.
Sorry.
Please come back.
I can absolutely come back later.
Why?
We're not having an affair.
No, I didn't.
So I'm just going to go back to my... I'm going to go back to my classroom.
Okay.
Okay. Have fun talking to a student.
We'll do, Barb.
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Just
talk.
Right. Not fuck.
No.
Okay.
Okay, Barb, I'm going to talk to you later.
Oh.
Alice, don't worry about that.
Miss Ostrom?
Oh, sorry.
I really, really liked what you did in art class today. I've never gotten to hang a paper mache, but you really broke it down for us.
Oh, well, you know, that's my job is to teach you art, and you
really
followed it.
Break it down.
Thank you so much. Did you hear how she said I broke it down?
Yeah, like...
And I made the paper mache.
I know. I gotta talk to...
Okay, why don't you talk to your student, because that's your job, bad right. boy, mm-hmm. and you need to do your job. And then I'll come back in a little while, and we can...
You know what? I'm only grasping by the window by two fingers. I can just get out of here.
Give me your hand. I'm going to
I'm going to go next door, in the back door. I'm going to go in the back door.
Okay, on the back door.
Okay, guys, I'm not an idiot, and I'm here.
Listen, I'm sorry, Alice. I just... What I've got going with Barbara is...
No, it's great.
Something I've never had before with anyone.
I'm excited for you. Do you want to tell me about it?
No, you got problems.
No, it's okay.
No, you tell me about your problems.
It's probably not as exciting as what's happening.
You got home problems, I'm listening.
I don't know.
Please tell me.
My mom really curses a lot, and she won't let us curse, and it feels like a double standard that I don't understand. But that's honestly like...
Oh, you're having communications problems with your mom?
Yeah, like I feel like we can't get on the same page because it feels like... She gets to live one way and I have to live a different way, and not just because of like adult safety reasons, for just like reasons that she can't even explain to me.
Here's what I would say to that, Alice. Relationships can be tricky sometimes, especially with parents. Sometimes a woman's gonna tell you what to do.
Uh-huh.
And because she is your mother, you gotta do what she wants you to.
Yeah, okay.
And sometimes a woman's gonna come into your classroom with a body that can't be denied. And no matter how much she moves, you just can't hide. I'm sleeping with Barbara.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm sleeping with Barbara.
Yeah, I totally got that.
She makes me hotter and hotter. Ooh, harder and harder. Ooh, Barbara.
You're sleeping with Barbara.
You know I'm sleeping with Barbara.
You're totally sleeping with
her. She gets me hotter and higher. Higher and harder. Oh, I am sorry. I went off topic.
No, it's okay. I guess I can see what you're saying. It's like, I should treat my mother like she was Mrs. Ostrom.
Nope, that's not what I'm saying.
And do a little bit better trying to figure out where she's coming from.
Oh, that's true.
We gotta get on the same page if we want a relationship to soar.
Yeah.
And that's what I gotta do with my mom, but then stop there and not ask for more.
That's what right, like sleeping with Barbara.
Sleeping with Barbara.
Kinda like sleeping with Barbara.
Sleeping with Barbara.
You gotta get really far, get what you want, but in your case, don't get farther.
That would be weird.
Yeah. Don't sleep with your mom.
No, I guess, yeah.
That's not what I am suggesting. I'm saying, just listen to her. And that's, and then that, just listen to what she says.
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Try to meet her at her
Everything
level.
Everything starts with listening.
Yeah, it starts with little words. And the words get into your ear like beautiful baby birds. And then they say, hey, this has been fun. This has been fun, but wouldn't it be a little crazy if we did it in the bus? Sleeping with Barbara. Sleeping with Barbara. So much harder sleeping with Barbara.
This was established early on, and soon there wasn't any advice for me to garner from this little song.
I guess all that I am saying is be open to new things.
Okay.
Whether it's listening to your mom.
Okay.
Or Barbara wants to dress you up with bird wings. Or devil wings. Or angel wings. Or peacock wings, which are smaller than you would think. The big wings are the tail feathers. They're not the wings. When you think of a peacock, it's like a feathery animal. That's mostly the tail. It's not the wings. And that will be on the test for natural history, which we'll be talking about later. But I guess there aren't too many things in life that can't be distilled down to the fact that there's really so much that we can all learn from sleeping with Barbara. But please don't tell anyone, because I'll lose my job.
Okay, thanks for help. you can come on in here. Come on in. Yeah, we just your other two children. Well, they got into a little bit of a fight, so we're holding them.
Oh, Alice, I don't know. The problem is I've spent all day by the pool at Veronica Vanessa's house, and now I'm tired. I just don't feel like mothering. And part of the problem is that you little pussy farts get up in my face and tell me exactly what your problems are, and I'm sitting here going, have I not fed you today? Yes, I have. Have I got you a fucking new sweatshirt for the new team that you're on? Yeah, whatever team that is.
Lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
Lacrosse team.
Right. The godmother bastard lacrosse.
Ugh, darling, I'm home. I'm sorry I'm here early. It turns out they canceled gold trading today.
That can't possibly be the
case. That's what I said. I said, no gold trading today. Why? Has all the gold suddenly been traded for the last time? And they said, no, we just want to take a day off. And I said, all right. The gold traders have agreed that this is going to be a holiday.
Hi, Dad.
Alice, darling, what is that awful jacket you're wearing?
Oh, it's in my... I mean, the lacrosse team.
She's
what?
On the team where they get shirts and sweatshirts.
Basketball?
No, lacrosse.
What on earth is a lacrosse?
Oh, well, Stefan, you know it's that game with the hoops.
On the horses?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's polo. And then there's the one with the ice.
That's hockey.
And then it's the one with the goalposts.
Well... Quidditch?
Well, Alice, do you not have any idea how to play this game? Your mother seems to have intimate knowledge of how it works.
No, I know how to play this game. Mama is describing it incorrectly.
You bitches are giving me a headache.
I'm sorry. Well, I just came home very quickly because I forgot my lunch and the boys were going out for sushi and I said, I've had sushi all week. I'm going to come home and see my family.
Thanks, Dad. I was just telling Mom that Chet and Denise got into a fight today on the playground.
A physical fight with each other?
No, with other kids.
Who won?
The other kids.
Ugh.
What? Don't look at me that way. I've been sitting by the pool. Do you know how exhausted I am?
I wanted to send them to Krav Maga, and you said, I'll not have my children learning an Israeli martial art.
I don't like Jews.
Well, none of us like Jews, darling. What's to like?
But absolutely nothing. Do you want a list?
Oh, gosh.
I would like a list.
Jews have all the money, and they have big noses.
End of list.
All right, very good. But you know
us. We all have... Everyone in our family has a big nose and tons of money.
Well, that's because we're Jews, darling.
It feels like you're... Oh, yeah.
Never heard self-hatred before? I'm a self-hater. I hate my money and big nose.
Oh, gosh. You know, I feel like neither of you are noticing that your children are really having a hard time and...
Of course we're not noticing, Alice. Don't you know that we have problems?
Oh, yeah?
They're not trading gold today. What am I supposed to do all day?
Have you not heard me say 6 times I've been by the pool?
You're right, I'm sorry. And Mr. Mayhew told me I need to try to listen and then stop right there so I don't try to... Well, never mind. But, Stefan, a word...
Yes, Vanessa Veronica. By the way, do you seek out friends that all have your same name, or did it just happen that you all have the same name?
Both.
Interesting.
Haven't you ever met a clump of Britneys before?
Oh, I'm well familiar with a clump of Britneys.
Alice, you being here is upsetting me.
I'm sorry, Mama. I'll go away.
Thank you.
To the pasture. Yes, yes.
I love that our pasture.
We taught them to gallop.
Stefan. I... normally would never doubt my skills as a parent, as a woman, as a rich person, as a Jew.
Nor should you. All of those things make you a perfect parent, end of sentence.
However, I can't help but think that our daughter does seem to be benefiting ill from whatever rules or non-rules I have put in place.
What would be the alternative, Vanessa? Well,
I don't know. All I know is parenting is hard.
It is.
From the moment you shot your semen in my vulva and a sperm swam into my egg.
Swam into your egg.
I knew I must be responsible for the babe that would grow from embryo to fetus to baby that would cause an episiotomy when it came out my vagina hole. And I saw those babies, 1, 2, 3, I didn't space them properly.
In the egg, that you're gonna have to be the one to say, no, you can do this, and yes, you can do that, and why do I have to be the one to sign you up for every fucking class?
I didn't realize when they were trying to suckle at your tears.
Me neither.
That we would be the ones responsible for making them sleep and eat.
The whole time!
Now they're supposed to go to school and learn to function in society.
Ugh.
I wish that someone had told these things to me. Very, very, very hard.
What else is hard is leaving this podcast to take a break, but we're going to do it right now. When we come back,
will the parents find out how to raise children?
Will Barbara and Mr. Mayhew continue to have a fulfilling affair?
Does having a filthy mouth around your child affect them later in life? Find out when we return to... We always put our pressure on ourselves to name this musical in this one moment, which is, occurs to me every time, is a bad idea.
Why did we set this pattern a few episodes ago?
But this musical is called...
Curses, curses, curses!
When we return, soon!
Oh, hey, off-book listeners. Guess what? I bet we both sleep at night. At least I hope we do. You gotta get some sleep, bud. You're looking tired. Are you not sleeping great because you're not on a great mattress like me, a Lisa mattress? We want to thank Lisa so much for sponsoring today's episode of Off Book with their amazing, amazing product. And you know what? It's not just a great place to sleep. It's a great company to support. With their mission to provide a better place to sleep for everybody, for every 10 mattresses they sell, they donate one to a shelter through their 110 program. You guys, that is just awesome. They also plant one tree for every mattress sold and donate 1% of each employee's time to volunteer for local causes. Are you kidding me? You're sleeping on this mattress, you're having good dreams because you're fueled by Lisa's goodness. You guys, they have adapted universal feel. It's designed for all types of sleepers. You're a side sleeper, they got you. You a back sleeper, they got you. You doing that starfish spread, they got you. They got a 2-inch Avena foam top layer for cooling and breathability, 2-inch memory foam middle layer for body contouring and pressure relief, and a 6-inch dense core support foam for durability and structure for sleepers of all sizes. Available online in the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Germany, or at the Lisa Dream Gallery in NYC, the 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box to your door so you can save a trip to the store. Guys, no wonder you can check them out on Forbes' Top 20 Startups to Watch. We see you, Lisa, and so does Forbes. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring this episode. I want you guys to try a Lisa mattress for your own for 100 nights risk-free. Free shipping as always, and get $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. That's leesa.com/offbook. Lisa is a mattress. Use a mattress by Lisa. Thanks, Lisa. Striking terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere. Chicken Man is back. This classic campy radio series entertained listeners around the world for decades. Now, Chicken Man is a podcast. Hear the first 20 episodes for free right now on Earwolf. We need even more Chicken Man? Stitcher Premium's got you covered with all 273 episodes. Just go to stitcherpremium.com/chickenman and use the promo code OFFBOOK at checkout to get your first month free. Check it out. Welcome back to Act 2 of Curses. When we last met this affluent family, Veronica, Vanessa, who knows?
All of their names are interchangeable and the same.
We're dealing with the parenting struggles with her gold-trading husband, Stefan, while Alice, their articulate daughter, tried to figure out her way in the world. Without help or with help from her teachers, we'll find out as we get back into Curses. Curses, curses.
Alice?
Uh-huh.
Alice, dear. It's your mother.
Yeah, no, come in.
May I come in?
Yeah, wow, thanks, Mom.
You're doing wonderful, sweetheart.
So far, so
did you announce yourself?
I did.
Alice, your mother is outside the door.
Yes, no, thank you.
Thank you for the assist.
Thank you, Papa.
I am here, but I'm not coming in.
Okay. Yeah, you can both, here. Hi.
Oh, Alice, watch what I'm doing. I am... unbuttoning my blouse.
Okay, and
taking off one cup of my brassiere.
Oh, Mom.
And I'm showing you my breast.
And why?
Why?
Yeah, sorry, but why?
We read an internet article that said breastfeeding is an excellent way to connect with your child.
Absolutely right. In fact, we went on the World Wide Web. There's a wealth of information there.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah. Guys. Yeah, I know about the internet.
Very good. So if you wouldn't mind pursing your lips and suckling.
No, Mom.
Now, the first bit might be colostrum. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's the pre-breast milk. It's the yellowy grease that comes out of the front of the nipple before the milk.
No, Alice. You're vomiting when we're trying to get breast milk into your mouth.
Get over here and suck my breast, fucking bitch.
Mom.
What?
Mom, I'm...
Darling,
sorry,
darling.
We said we weren't going to do that.
Yes, let's close the door and regroup really
very
quick.
Very good. We're closing the door.
Now, I think that went really, really well.
It did go off very
very well. I was surprised it took that turn.
We were up to a point in which we both had the instinct to curse at our daughter.
Swear, uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. I had a new combination of swears.
It was very good.
Bitch ass.
Guys, sorry, I heard that through the door.
Very good.
Because, I don't know if you know this, but I secretly listen just all the time. And, you know, guys, it's not that you curse, it's that you curse at me. And you don't really explain why I can't curse if I also get a car door slammed on my hand. Or
that was one time, and I'm very sorry.
Dad, that was your father's fault.
He slammed. I
was so upset.
I was practicing lacrosse in the front yard. You drove up your Maserati, opened the door so that it angled around my outstretched lacrosse hand, and slammed the door.
Well, I had almost gotten to doing a perfect donut with my Maserati in the front yard, and you were in the way.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I feel so bad.
Mama, it's too late for me to breastfeed. I don't even think you have milk right now. Your children are between the ages of 9 and 13.
I have a beautiful, long, floppy breast. You don't think it can flow? Wait, let me work this out for a moment. You're suggesting that we are placing emphasis on the wrong aspects of parenting?
Yeah. I think you have a lot of things that are fine and good intentions, but we're really focusing on weird stuff, and only when I listen through the door do I hear, you know, your real heart.
Well, what should we do? What should we be doing, Alice?
Let's see. When your mom and dad ask you to help them be a mom and dad, is that a good idea or is it bad? Well, lucky for you two, I'm responsible and wise beyond my years, because there's a different way that this opening leads to tears. But I just think, be open and honest and explain your rules to me. And you can say all the words that you want to say, but just don't have them be at me, especially when they're really mean. Please don't be mean, but other than that, I feel like you dum-dums are doing your best.
Well, would you like to run with scissors?
No, that's really unsafe.
Would you like to vacuum out the bottom of the pool?
No, that would really not work and explode, I think.
Would you like to play with matches?
If I'm building a fire. But otherwise, if I said that was a good idea, then I'd be a liar. But you two, you dum-dums are doing your best.
We're doing our best.
Doing our best.
The more I understand, I see that parenting is a really hard test. But you dum-dums are doing your best.
Doing our best.
Yeah, you dum-dums, you dum-dums, you dum-a-dee-dum-dum-dum-dum-dums are doing your best.
Well,
thank you for realizing that we are trying very hard.
It's
very
difficult.
And we're sorry for calling you all the...
What's happening? Both of you are, like, melting. Is this the first time you've been, like, confronted with, I don't know, like a mirror up to your behavior?
Why would we have to apologize to you? You exist because of us.
Yes,
so,
yes,
ergo...
Yes. Do you want to watch us try and make another baby?
No, I don't.
Oh.
That's also a bad idea.
Damn.
And also, I feel like, no,
well,
that's not what you guys...
Why don't you just take a relaxing bath?
Okay.
Maybe make some toast?
No, Dad.
Maybe take the toaster into the bath.
Dad, I would get electrocuted and die. Are you trying to kill me?
No.
Yeah, wait, both of your suggestions involved electric appliances going into water.
Well, I can't figure out how to get leaves off of the bottom of the goddamn pool.
Dad, we have a pool man, and there's a thing.
Maybe you'd be able to focus on other things. I mean, you're busy with the
gold
trading and everything else.
I do a perfect
donut
with the Maserati on the front lawn.
I hate being Jews! But, Mom, that...
No, she's right.
No.
That's the core of it.
No, but I want to like my ancestry and appreciate where I'm from.
Here's the thing, darling. We're trying, but part of the ancestry is not liking the ancestry.
Yeah,
so
you have to understand. It's a very complicated.
Well, shouldn't that maybe soften with each subsequent generation?
Well, you'll be the answer to that
maybe
now, won't
it does.
You? Maybe
well,
you
I'm,
will.
I'm sorry.
Know.
I'm thinking like
maybe when you have your own children, you'll understand how difficult it can be.
No, I would not do that.
You would never have children?
No, I think You guys are living proof that it's terrible.
Well, I can't help but agree with you, Alice. I'm sorry. I think you, I love you, but damn it, you are the hardest thing we have ever done, bar none. The other two kids are much easier. I don't know where they are, and that's great, because I don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, you're right. I make myself known. I'm sorry. Sorry for existing.
Oh, man, she kind of jumps out the window. What is it with that girl?
I don't know. I told her never to not jump out the window.
Oh, that's my favorite stallion. She's riding off on black lightning.
Well, you know what? What'd you expect? We didn't do it correctly, apparently.
Well, let's go back to the internet and see if we can figure it out.
Oh, Google.
And she rides her horse. She rides it back to school and bursts in on Barbara and Mr. Mayhew. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Good horsey. Oh, good horsey.
Well, it's absolutely fine. Not a problem. I know that you have a job to do, baby.
Mm.
Oh, no. I'm here to stop you, too.
No.
Sorry, what?
Wait, what?
I just wanted to make sure that you are using proper protection. Because I've learned something today. Nobody should have any more children. And I just want to make sure it doesn't happen to you guys. I just like you both a lot. And I think, as far as I can tell, we really wreck things. So I just wanted to come back and burst in on you two and make sure that you weren't going
to... Slow down.
I'm sorry.
Alice.
Yeah.
I think you've got the wrong idea about children just because your family is complicated.
Yeah. You can say it.
Yeah.
A total mess ball.
Yeah, they really are, Alice. I mean, I have told them, or would tell them, if they ever showed up to parent-teacher conferences.
But they've never shown up.
Once. It's not you. I don't know what they said to you, but kids are great, and...
Making love is great. Making children is great.
Making children is the best of all.
You can change the blueprint. You can go and help forth and be your own kind of parent.
Guys, does this mean I'm too late?
What?
Am I too late?
Oh, yeah, Barbara's...
Yeah, I've been pregnant for a while. I'm double pregnant by this man.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I'm getting divorced from my current husband so that I can continue on this path.
Which is twins, but... Double pregnant means they're actually not born at the same time.
No, they come out one after the other. But there's like a week-long delay.
Huh.
But we're excited because the future is children.
Children.
Future.
Future children.
Children are the future.
And children
in the great words of Whitney. Houston, children are the future. And the words of Dennis Hopper, he said something else. In the words of President Obama, Malia and Sasha will lead the way. In the words of Ivanka Trump,
yes, we can.
They will pay. It doesn't matter whether or not they come out of a good or bad situation. It's what you choose to do with your life when you figure out then the train leaves the station. So choose in the words of Gandhi. Choose well.
Children are the future.
Children
and dead people are the past. And children are the future.
And the ones in the middle last longer than you want them to. That's life.
And middle-aged people are the present.
And that is the strife.
And also, President Obama said, yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And Michelle Obama planted a garden and said, that's my man.
Then she said, I'm gonna change the food pyramid into a big food circle. And I'm gonna wear a bunch of beautiful dresses in red and blue and purple.
She didn't mind that her arms looked toned.
Because she was so strong, so strong. She got America moving. She said, get up, America. Get up and work out.
Sasha Malia, follow mama.
Do you see?
Yeah.
Do you see, Alice?
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. You're right.
Now get out of this room so we can go back to making love.
I wanna get third pregnant from this guy.
We gotta have more children If we have no children, then there is no future.
The future will die.
Thank you, guys. You're right. I am the future. Goodbye. Goodbye forever.
And hey, she Alice.
Oh, yes, Black Lightning?
Hey, you've always been my favorite rider of this family.
Are you serious?
I sure am. You know what? They call me a stallion, but I'm only 3 years old.
Oh, you're a kid just like me.
I'm just a little pony horse. But you know what happens?
You're a colt, a strong and brave colt.
Hey, thanks. You're just like me.
Yeah?
You're the Black Lightning of the human world.
Well, I feel uncomfortable taking on that label if it's not earned,
but... You're Black Lightning.
Okay, well, just maybe like a...
Ponies are the future. The future for horses. Unless it's way into the future, in which case glue is the future for horses.
Oh, no, we won't do that to you.
And dead horses are the past for horses. Also glue. Glue is the future and the past for horses. But not me. And not you.
No. You and me can be more than that. And Alice rode Black Lightning. Rode it away from Monterey across the nation. Spreading this message.
What have you heard? Heard what Alice is
in the house? I heard Alice.
Gather around, for I have news. Yeah!
Who is this woman who comes to the distant source of Seattle?
Not a woman, still a child.
Oh, a child?
A child?
A child?
Yeah, it's true, it's me, a child.
Child, you best have some good advice to give to the people of Seattle, for the people of Seattle are witches, one and all, and if you do not give good advice to the people of Seattle, surely a curse shall be laid upon you.
Oh! Hey, Frank, can it for a second.
Okay,
I know that child. Hey, Alice, you may not recognize me. It's me, Denise. I've been living up here.
Whoa, my sister Denise?
Yeah, I've been living out here for like 12 hours.
I misspoke. We are all witches, and also Denise is here.
My boyfriend is a complete douchebag.
Yeah, you can do better.
In fact, listen to this, Alice. Don't be a fucking asshole.
Oh, you're right.
You did it. You cursed.
I'll tone it down. I'm sorry.
Wait, let me explain. When you get away from the parents that just did it wrong, you learn how to do it right.
Yeah, no, that's what I've been doing. I've been spreading that message across the country on Black Lightning.
Really? Because you just went from Monterey to Seattle. It's like one straight line.
Yeah, well, there were a couple towns in between. There was, like, Portland.
Oh, you went to Portland?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
We took a real zigzag and went through Nevada for a while.
Yeah, that's true. I've been to Reno.
Is that Black Lightning?
Yeah.
Does he talk?
Only to me, but now to you. Wow. Because we're connecting for the first time.
Look, the point is that it doesn't really matter about the past when you can change your future and be in charge of your own destiny.
I know, that's the
same message?
Yeah, wait. Do you think Chet is spreading this same message to you somewhere?
Chet's dead.
Oh, oh my God. No one told me.
It's not as upset.
I can bring him back.
Chet
the witch, I can bring him back.
No, Frank, I don't want...
I understand what you want. You're asking me to bring him back from the dead. I will go now.
No.
May I take Black Lightning?
No, you can't.
Sure you can.
No. All right, fine. Ride away with my horse.
Denise, date
someone better. This guy is... I'm getting so many red flags.
No, it's a bad first impression, but I'm telling you, he's actually cool. He'll be back in 20 minutes when he comes down.
Oh,
and it'll all
gosh.
Be fine. We'll
start
again.
Meanwhile, we follow Chet and Black Lightning.
Frank.
Welcome to Reno! Oh, you're back, Black Lightning!
Oh, I sure am, and I brought a witch. Hello. I am here looking for the grave of one Chet Gold Trader. Of the Gold Trader family?
Oh no, that's in Monterey. You're in the wrong city. Black Lightning, do you just love Reno?
I sure do. For you see, it's the little Nevada, little old Nevada. It's better than Vegas, so we know. The only place in Nevada better than Las Vegas. It's little Vegas, it's Reno. And we got slot machines by the pool, just like Las Vegas. Slot machines everywhere. People come and they pay us. Also, Reno is much more affordable than the Las Vegas Strip. So come to Reno. Take it. from the mouth of the horse.
Meanwhile, back in Seattle. No, I think we have to just assume that we'll never see Black Lightning, Frank, or Chet again.
I don't know why you have such little faith. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm telling you, Frank does this.
No!
This is his thing.
Listen, I was just about to give my talk, and we just have to remember that things stay in the past, and that's where Black Lightning, Frank, and Chet are, and none of them will ever return.
Wow.
Yeah, but you're right. We both learned the same lesson, which is cool. It's cool that you and I, from the same foundation of bad parenting, mm-hmm. came out with bad. The same conclusion.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good that we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to, sleep on our couch?
Yeah, sure.
Can
we go over here and watch those guys toss fish?
Totally.
Yeah, because, listen, you know, like, when a person tosses a fish, it's really like...
Hey, welcome to the Monterey Fish Market.
No, Pike Place, and still in Seattle. Who are you? Who are you?
That's Frank's brother, Pete.
Gosh.
I gotta be honest
with you. Denise, you gotta associate with better people.
Nah, dude. Listen, the problem is these guys, I feel for them. I always pick weak dudes who just need, they
all
need.
Right. Well, everyone,
please, I can fix them.
Will everyone please just let me just take this metaphor and surmise what's happening
sure.
so we can get
absolutely,
out of here.
Absolutely, Alice.
So we can go back to your house or whatever.
Yeah, it's cool.
See the Space Needle? I don't know.
Got a bong shaped like a truck.
Man, wild. Yeah. A truck.
Yeah. I'm really living my best life.
I love that. Yeah. I'm so proud.
Thanks,
I'm
man.
Happy for you.
Me too.
But watch those guys throw that fish. Because I think that's really what it means to be a parent.
I don't follow.
Well, get ready.
I mean, they're just throwing the fish.
That's what you think. That's not what I see. You bring a fish into your hands. You hold it close. You whisper, "Hey, fish, I wish for you the very most." But then one day the fish, it leaves your grasp. You have to let it fly, that's your task. And you don't know where the fish will go. No, you don't know. And that's being a parent. It's throwing a fish. That's being a parent. You send them off with just one simple wish. That's being a parent. It's like tossing a fish. That's being a parent. You send them in the world with one simple wish. I hope we didn't fuck you up. Yep. I hope we didn't fuck you up. And when somebody else gets that fish and they go home and eat it for dinner, that's the only time you'll figure out if what you did led to that fish being a winner. But there's so much you can't tell before it's time. Did you did it right? Was it sublime? Or did you make a rotten fish? We'll never know till it flies. And that's being a parent. It's the exact same as tossing a fish. That's being a parent. You send him into the world with
just one wish. Being a parent.
It's tossing a slimy, slimy fish. And you toss that fish with this. Your one simple wish. I hope we didn't fuck you up. I hope we didn't fuck you up. But hey, we might have a little bit, maybe just a little bit, fucked you up. But the good news is, so did everybody else. So did everybody else.
For sure.
So did everybody else.
Yep.
As a man who works at the Pike Place Fish Market and also in the market in Monterey.
Oh, cool.
And sometimes I'm sorry I get confused at where I am from day to day. And if you have to know a thing about parenting, you never ever stop it. The thing about throwing fish through the air is at some point everybody drops it. Being a parent is like tossing a fish. Being a parent, you're gonna drop it. It's gonna hit the ground with a squish, and that's being a parent.
Send them off with a wish that maybe you didn't fuck them up too bad.
I hope it didn't fuck you up.
You could have done so much worse, because at the end of the day, being a parent can make you feel like you've been cursed. But maybe it's a good curse. It can be a good curse. It can be a good curse. You could have done a whole lot worse, but you'll feel like you were cursed. Cursed.
Oh, Black Lightning, you're back! And someone's in a car, and there's a lot of things happening. Oh, a Maserati
Darling,
in a car.
I finally did a perfect donut.
I was in the car with me. He absolutely did. I said, Mama,
Papa, why are you here?
Well,
I'm actually kind of glad that they're here.
Yeah, Denise.
Oh, Denise, where have you been?
Well, I've been here in Seattle. I've been here for like almost a day.
Making a mixture of good and bad choices.
You here and Chet are off in Seattle having a good old time. What a fun thing for kids to do.
I have good news and bad news.
Let's start with the good news.
I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Also, who's?
Frank.
Mine.
I told you'd be back.
I have good news and weird news, but yours first.
The bad news is, Mom, Dad, Chet's gone.
I have good news. Chet's back.
What?
I have weird news. He's undead.
Oh. Well, listen, that's okay, because we'll love him just the same.
Wait. Yes, yes, that's the lesson that we learned, too.
We learned that lesson.
Yeah, we all learned that lesson.
Oh.
Right, didn't we?
I think so. That's what we did. We went on the internet and we really Googled how, like, went in a
face
rabbit.
Turns out everyone makes mistakes.
Yes, that's right.
So it's okay if we're bad as long as we try to do better later.
Yes, that's right. That is the lesson. And it's okay that he's dead as long as he tries to be cool about it.
Oh, Chet, what? You do look different. Oh, Chet. Mama's missed you so, my third born.
Oh, Chet.
Brains.
While we were at home, we used our home computer. It's a Dell, but it still works, and we have dial-up. But we learned things from searching on Bing, which is our preferred search engine, and we found that people make mistakes and then they apologize for them.
Sometimes you make a mistake when bringing your loved one sibling back from the dead, and he ends up a zombie craving brains. But you can spin it positive instead. I'm going to raise our child to not grow up to be a witch like me.
Awesome, Frank.
He can do so much better, and so can I. And you taught me that, Alice.
Thanks. Wow, I did it. Because yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
That could have gone worse. Curse, curse, curse. Curse, curse, curse. I prefer to say curse than a curse word.
Curse, curse, curse.
I printed out all of the advice and stuck it in my purse. Purse,
curse.
I brought him back from the dead. We drove here in a hearse, hearse, hearse.
We are not last. We are first, first.
Not the first, first, first.
Instead of swearing, we can just say the word. Curse, curse, curse.
That was Curse, 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 the musical. The end. We'll be right back after a quick break.
New show on Earwolf. New show on Earwolf.
Guys, whether you grew up watching James Bond movies or you're just getting into them now, you're going to love this new show on Earwolf called James Bonding. Get into it. You may know Matt Gourley from other Earwolf podcasts like I Was There Too. And if you do, you know he's obsessed with James Bond. And so is his co-host Matt Myra from the Nerdist podcast. On each episode of James Bonding, Matt and Matt bring a guest like Paul Scheer. Love him. Tom Lennon. Heard of him. Or Doug Benson. What a riot to dive deep into a Bond movie or rank the best villains, gadgets, scores, and more. There's a new episode every week, and they just released a special tribute to Matt's favorite Bond, Roger Moore. But which Matt, guys? I don't know. You have to listen. Subscribe to James Bonding in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Welcome back! Oh my gosh, I hope you're not feeling cursed, cursed, cursed.
That was, by the way, an excellent guide to parenting.
Horse riding.
Religious relationships.
Cities on the West Coast and also Nevada.
Breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding. Yeah, that was a big word we learned.
So much knowledge hidden deep inside there.
We're going to just close it out with a little segment we call What's the Patter? We're going to do a classic trope of musical theater, do a patter song. And we're going to just, I guess, like, what was the last thing you ate?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh boy! It was
this morning.
Yeah, no, I got a peanut butter protein bar.
Oh, okay. This is a patter song about things that shouldn't be bars.
Okay.
Do you want something else?
No, that's great.
Do you want a different pull?
I love it. Things that shouldn't be bars. It's fantastic.
I am an astronaut, I took dust from a star. I tried to place it in and ate it. Oops, that's not a good bar.
I am a leather worker, I have a trade. But with my leather, a bar should not be made.
I am a janitor who sweeps up the floor. I made a bar with dust, but I won't do that no more.
I am a cowboy, you know that of course. I tried to make a bar out of my horse.
I had a baby and I mashed it up. It was not a good bar, don't do that.
I am a teacup, I'm full of tea. Please don't try to make a bar of me.
Oh, I am a scientist, I'm feeling fine. I tried to make the bar out of the concept of time.
I'm Ed Sheeran, I'm a singer-songwriter, but you shouldn't eat me, oh.
I am an emoji of a liquor pineapple. You shouldn't eat me, that would be a bad.
I am a lamp, I don't mean to be a jerk. If you make me a bar, then I will not work.
I'm a dental hygienist, don't eat me. Lee, 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 lee.
I am a crayon, and I don't understand why you try to make a bar of me, man.
I am a carrot, I shouldn't be a bar. I'm just a carrot, leave me as a carrot.
Bar, 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 bar. Don't eat the planet Mars. Bar, 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 bar.
You would be an idiot if you ate this bar of shit.
Yes, you, I will punch. Don't eat me, you cunt.
You would be so dumb if you had this bar of sum. What is the sum? The sum of all our efforts of work. That would be a weird bar. Oh, you jerk. Don't
make a bar
out of this.
Stormy.
Oh. Woo.
Perfect song.
Perfect song. Excellent execution. I wouldn't change it if I could.
Nope, we can't and we won't.
Guys, this has been Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. Thank you so much for joining us. Jamie Dembo, where can people find you?
Oh, they can find me in my home on Google Earth if you search for my address.
Whoa. Nope, and don't tell us that. Don't tell
house.
Us that.
Is that my
Sneaky.
Address?
Nope.
No, you can find me on the IMDb and on the internet sometimes.
Find her, do it. Please do. Gosh, thanks for joining us. So funny, so hilarious.
It's been a pleasure.
What a treasure. Give it up for Scott Passarella on the keys.
Also, worth mentioning as a fun factoid, in case you're wondering if Jamie Dembo practiced what she preaches, her 9.5-year-old daughter, Nola, has been in the room the whole time. Nola, say hi.
Hi.
Yes!
I have different rules.
We're doing great.
But Nola's great, so...
Nola's dope as hell.
Yeah, so if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Yep, she doesn't drive. That's good, right?
We're a new podcast, so if you like us, and we hope you do, please take a moment to go on Apple Podcasts and like and subscribe and leave a review.
Yeah, do all those things, and you can find us on Twitter at Zacharino and at Jess R. McKenna, and we would just love it if you... just kept talking about us.
Man, chat it up. It's a world in which everyone talks. Be part of that world.
Be a part of it.
The world.
The world. Wide web.
Bye. See you next time. Bye.
Hey, guys, have you ever looked at underwear socks and thought, guys, you could really use some sprucing up? Well, then you're not wearing Mack Weldon underwear, socks, t-shirts, shorts, sweats, hoodies, swimsuits. I don't care, you're not wearing any of it. Because if you were, you would never complain about anything ever again. They're crafted with natural fibers that have built-in performance capabilities. So while you're out there working, playing hard, so are your undergarments. They have a line of silver underwear, you guys. Silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor. Well, that's great. You don't got to spread anything on your pits. The shirt does the work for you. And they're shipped right to your door. If you don't like your first pair, guys, you can keep it and get your money back. That's just free underwear. But you're going to love it. You're going to love it so much, you're going to beg for all of your clothes to be Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first purchase using the promo code OFFBOOK. Get into that silver underwear.
James Bonding is back. I'm Matt Gourley.
And I'm Matt Myra. We are officially back with weekly episodes of the James Bonding Podcast exclusively on Earwolf.
We'll be tackling all of the movies, official and unofficial, and a whole lot in between.
That's right. You might want us to talk about James Bond Jr. Stop asking. We might.
We won't. But we'll talk about a lot of other things. Why should you trust us?
Because we're James Bond lovers.
Not experts.
Subscribe now.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.